As you probably know, we have some features on this show that recur regularly. Tuesday has been the landing spot for most of them, although we have that Friday 4 roundtable panel discussion every Friday from 11 until noon. We have What's on Wednesday, Wednesday mornings between 10:30 and 11. Kind of like a community billboard, really, to allow nonprofit organizations and charities to share their messages to a wider audience. At least 30 people, according to the emails I've received this morning. We're up to 30 listeners on this program. But on the second Tuesday of every month, we do take the time. And the Canadian Mental Health Association of Waterloo Wellington makes the time for us for a little check-in or a check-up, because these have been the most trying times that many of us, if not all of us, have endured. Helen Fishburn is the CEO of CMHA Waterloo Wellington and is here for the monthly visit this morning. Helen, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mike. Hope you're staying well and warm today.
Warm is the operative word here, Helen, because I got to say, this is a little bit chilly for my liking. I cannot tell a lie.
It's chilly. There's no doubt.
I was hoping that we would be able to greet a new year and maybe turn the page on some things and not have to deal with some of what we left behind in 2021. But sadly, this COVID thing seems to be following us. And here we find ourselves in a situation again where, as Ontarians, we're having some of our movements and some of our enjoyable activities restricted. And our kids are now back in front of screens instead of in classrooms. And this is something that we continue to endure as Ontarians.
Yes, sadly, all of that is absolutely correct, Mike. And we've actually coined a new term to start 2022, and that's panicron, right? Many folks are just feeling fed up, frustrated, and just panicked about the increasing volumes we're seeing in hospitals, case counts, and there's just a lot of bad news out there. And I will say, you know, you and I have talked all the way through this pandemic, and we've always been very, you know, we just call it. This is absolutely one of the most challenging times we've had since this pandemic started. There's no question.
Panicron. I wrote it down to make the note so that I can use it. And, you know, it makes an awful lot of sense. And I do wonder, before we talk about how we might be able to help ourselves and help our friends and family members get through this, I wonder if part of the guidance here might be, and I'm always loath to say this given the work that I do, but hey, maybe we need a break from hearing the numbers, hearing the daily reports, those sorts of things, mm-hmm. and just allow ourselves the opportunity to take a breath, a breather away from all of that heavy, heavy news.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a very important time right now to focus on the things that we can control, each and every one of us, right? We can contribute to getting out of this pandemic, which includes, of course, getting vaccinated, getting boosted, but also really taking care of our mental health. And I think a big part of that, Mike, is understanding and appreciating why this is hitting us so hard right now. So there's really two reasons. The first is that we did not expect to be here. Right? We had a measure of confidence and comfort with our high levels of vaccination. It was feeling like we were almost at the finish line, and then Omicron hit us, and now it feels like we're right back at the beginning of the race. And keep in mind that we just almost finished running this marathon. Now we have to do it again. No wonder people are exhausted, frustrated, tired. And then the second thing is that Omicron has really changed the rules of the race for us, right? We have to shift very quickly to a whole new set of rules, high transmissibility, going back to all those lockdowns and conditions we had. So this level of exhaustion is demotivating. So it is important for us to understand that those two factors are really important in terms of why this feels so hard for us right now.
What are you seeing at CMHA Waterloo Wellington in terms of the demand on your services and resources?
So since March of 2020, we have had a significant increase in our call volumes, and that really hasn't changed, Mike. We have not ever dropped down to pre-pandemic levels. We continue to have 6,000 to 6,500 calls per month. Pre-pandemic, we were somewhere around the 4,000 level. Nothing has changed since March of 2020. We do see some smaller changes, like as soon as the COVID case counts goes up, so do our call volumes. There's no change with that. But that baseline is really our new normal. And I will tell you, I'm happy that our call volumes are that high. And I'll tell you why. It's a reflection of our needs in the community. I would feel much more concerned knowing the amount of stress and worry and really exhaustion that people have if our call volumes were low. That is not a reflection of where our community is at. I am so, so happy that people are calling us. They're reaching out to us more than they've ever reached out before because our call volumes should be that high.
We joked a little bit at the outset, Helen, about the frigid temperatures as we're into the early part of January. We're about a week away. I think next Monday is known as Blue Monday. These are tough times of the year. So not to make light, obviously, but what can we be doing, or what should we be cognizant of at this time of year, given Panacron and the environment that we're living in right now, when it comes to our own mental well-being?
Yeah, January is a tough month, regardless of the fact that we're in a pandemic, right?
Sure.
And they always talk about Blue Monday. It's a bit of a myth, but it's just a reminder that it's a tough month weather-wise. Everybody's Christmas bills come in, which is really that third Monday. And people find it blue. You know, we have less daylight. It's just a really tough month. This month, of course, of January of 2022 makes it even tougher with everything we're dealing with. So it's, you know, and as you know, we celebrate Bell Let's Talk Day at the end of the month as well on the 26th. We want this to be a mental health month. Forget the day. We need this the whole month to be focused on mental health. And there's a couple things that we can do, Mike. First of all, the most important thing is our level of self-awareness has never been more important. We need to check in with ourselves. And I don't just mean like once a week. I mean daily. How are we doing? What's our internal temperature gauge? The second thing is check our own behavior, right? Are there things that we're doing that are helpful? And are there things that we're doing that is harmful around our own behavior? If you're getting really frustrated and angry with the cashier at Zehrs, chances are your frustration is being misplaced, right? We all have to look at our own behavior and try and do our best to cope. Then the third part is really, what are you doing different to cope? If we go back to that marathon example I gave you, Mike, if we're asked to start the race again, chances are we're going to need new shoes, right? Our old shoes are run out. So what new tools can we use right now? Because we've never been this tired before. We've never been this worn out before. What can we do that is different so that we're coping in ways that are helpful, not harmful?
You know, I think these regular conversations are critically important to just to allow us that opportunity to hear from an expert in the field such as yourself, but also to have that little check-in, that reminder for ourselves. And I think you mentioned self-awareness and being open to having conversations and talking about how we're feeling and where we're at is equally important in this.
It is, Mike. And then you make sure that you're channeling that energy that you have, that frustration, that, you know, that hopelessness that people are feeling, channel it in a way that's positive, right? Get that out, go for a brisk walk, take a box down to the basement and kick it around, do whatever you can to take some of that frustration and exhaustion out and keep talking. As you know, Mike, as well, Hear 24/7 is always available, as is our website, which is called hear4help.ca, hear4help.ca. That is a massive amount of resources on it, links to virtual care. We don't want people to sit with those negative feelings and not do anything with it. Do something, keep talking, reach out to a therapist, attend a webinar. There are so many things that you can do to relieve some of that pressure you're feeling.
We will make it a mental health month. Helen, always appreciate your time. Thanks so much for being here again today.
Thanks, Mike, and stay well.
You as well. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Helen Fishburne is the CEO of CMHA Waterloo Wellington.